This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. We're halfway through November, or Movember, rather, and every Friday we're putting the focus on men's health. This week it's all about fitness with Benjamin Goh. He's a head coach and gym owner to tell us about Movember and what fitness entails for the man. How are you today, Benjamin? How are you?
I'm good, Mira. Thanks.
Wonderful. Benjamin, you're participating. I'm assuming you're not participating in Movember because you didn't come in with a moustache. Like Dr. George did last week. He had something above his upper lip which looked something like a moustache. He was trying, but you obviously don't. But what are you doing for Movember?
All right. You have a point right there, Mira. I definitely have problems growing moustache, as you can see.
So did he. So does he.
But yeah, Movember, as the general public should know, is actually a worldwide drive whereby men are just going to spend a month growing their moustache just in order to start a conversation and get things going about why you're having a moustache, and mainly to raise awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and some certain health problems. Mm-hmm. But that aside, as the general's perspective, I came up with something called Movember squats. So, you know, my moustache is a problem. Yeah. So instead of growing a moustache, I kind of like had a thought with a friend, you know, hey, why not just try and do something different with the same goal of raising awareness? And we said, okay, how about just, you know, do some squats, and that's how Movember Squats was actually born.
Sure. So how do you conduct this, or how do you promote it or get awareness drawn towards Movember Squats?
Well, generally, the Movember campaign here today in Malaysia isn't really that popular, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's still a pretty new idea that's going on around locally. But there's actually people who's, you know, we can see quite happy to participate and put up their posts, but basically what you gotta do is just take a video, record the video of you making your squats with a barbell or weights, post it up on Instagram, and just hashtag the set hashtags and handles that we've been using, which is
Movember. Yeah.
Yep. Hashtag Movember squats, mm-hmm, and hashtag Stronger Malaysia, and also hashtag Vanguard SNC.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you'll be able to. Well, is it a competition or is it just for awareness?
It's kind of like a mini competition slash to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, at the end of the month, the person, man and female, who has the highest post for Movember squats, we actually just get a free shirt. Yeah.
Okay. So this is not just for the women, not just for the men, but for the women to take part in Movember squats as well.
You know, males and females are more than happy to, more than, you know, free to just participate. Yep. So it's just, at the end of the day, more of creating an awareness kind of campaign, yeah.
You know, Benjamin, do you think enough men in Malaysia take sufficient interest in their health?
It's a bit hard for me to judge here, but to be honest, I personally feel that there still isn't much thought and awareness about men's health and fitness, right? I mean, there's another possible point to why this is happening is because probably our culture, you know, our food, our lifestyle, what goes on in our daily lives, this can actually affect our daily routine, I'd say. Yeah, so I'm a bit skeptical here and there, but I also believe it's been getting better over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you have a lot of people coming to visit your gym and inquiring about, you know, classes and what you actually have to offer.
Yep.
And there, is there a big difference in how women approach this visit and how men approach? I'm sure there are, the questions differ, their focus, their priorities are different. What are they?
Okay. I agree with what you just said. There's definitely some certain significant difference. Let's just say the men are more keen on their strength gains, or let's just say building muscles, where for the girls, they just like to be a bit more active and be able to move, as well as, you know, just probably look a bit better here and there. Mm-hmm. That's more or less it in a general nutshell, I'd say.
Right. And then how do you draw them in and get them to think about the whole fitness regime as a holistic thing rather than just strength, you know, as far as the men are concerned?
Well, my perspective is that if you're, let's just use a typical guy, and I'm not being very harsh or anything, you know, but let's just say Mr. A wants to look good, wants to have six packs, wants to have great biceps, a great body, a great sculpted kind of look, but that would not necessarily mean he is at a very fit capacity mm-hmm. or he has that right output of being termed as a fit person. Because you know, if you can just look at somebody from the outside, you might not actually know what's going on in the inside and how he actually can perform his output. So it's pretty much not fair to judge based on just the outlook. So yeah, I guess that's what I normally like to touch on with the trainees in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not just about looking good whatsoever, but it's understanding your process of, you know, why you're training, why you're here in the gym, what's fitness about, and how it will actually affect your lifestyle.
Do men have the focus, and do they end up prioritizing it? How many end up falling by the wayside after 2 months? I can't do this anymore.
Honestly speaking, I mean, a stereotype perspective is that they probably have some difficulties trying to push on further after a while. Which
what is the problem? Is it difficult to make the time, or
definitely time management is one of them. Secondly, would probably be, you know, you just lack the motivation sometimes, mm-hmm. which is really a huge problem for some people, and I can understand that. And it's like you're not being clear with where you want to go along that path if you have those 2 points that's actually affecting your mindset. So yes, it can be a problem sometimes to really just keep going and, you know, look forward to something new and something different with your goals.
What made you want to start up on your own gym, Benjamin?
Okay, it's more of a personal story whereby I felt, you know, the office life just really wasn't for me. And coming back to my history, I was never really a gym goer, as per what my high school friends would probably know. It's just a basic standard guy, goes out to play football, badminton, basketball, so on, blah, 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 just trying things out. Ended up just being a, you know, typical gamer guy in university and all, playing with the computers. Yeah. So from
became
there,
sedentary.
Yes, definitely. And from there, it's just, I'm thankful to have housemates in Australia where they just say, you know, Ben, why don't you just come to a gym and all? I'm like a bit skeptical at first, but, you know, it just changed from there and just took me over. It kind of like showed me how much of work you really have to do and what you really have to manage, how much focus you have to look into, a lot of sacrifices as well. Yeah, I guess that's also one very important and crucial point for people today. It's kind of, it's like, how far are you guys willing to go and how much sacrifices are you all prepared to take to understand the consequences and really, you know, push to your limits? It's not the easiest thing, it's not the easiest of things to do, but at the same time, it's also something that I believe some people can push through and some people can't.
When men come to your gym and inquire, want to be a part of your program, are they most often coming because they feel there is a need to do something, because they need to keep healthy? Or is it because they've been diagnosed with something and hence, I have to do something now, I don't really have a choice, you know?
Okay. Commonly, it's more of the former, whereby people just want to get started doing something, which is absolutely fine. And, you know, I'm happy to really teach and, you know, guide people throughout this whole process. On the other aspect, there's also a few trainees who actually are here to, let's just say, enhance their capabilities. You know, I might not be the most professional and perfect kind of coach, you know, but I can only do my best to bring back what I've experienced abroad and so much more experiences of, I guess, my competition history to actually, you know, kind of like have a platform over here to put out and teach the general people who's more keen to go further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So competition history, you want to elaborate? What is that?
You
have a competition history.
Well,
weightlifting maybe?
Yeah, I've been... I started off in a CrossFit background and training perspective, so I guess there might be quite some number of listeners right now who are aware of CrossFit, because
maybe you want to elaborate what CrossFit really is.
Okay, CrossFit is actually a training and fitness regime, which is also mixed based on gymnastics, weightlifting, and cardiovascular exercises. It originated from the States kind of like early in the 2000s, and it's actually growing very rapidly in the Western countries. As for the Asian side, it's also picking up pretty well right now. And, it's a very interesting program to probably go out there and start something, or if you're a very active person, you want to try something new. CrossFit is something that, might probably catch your eye.
Yeah. Is it a fad? I mean, just like how yoga was a big thing and body pump was a big thing at one stage, do you think CrossFit is also just a fad? It's going to come and go?
I feel that I have more or less mixed emotions here. On one side, I feel, yes, it might possibly be a fad, but I really hope it's not. And on the other, I feel that, given proper development to it, it can possibly help a lot of people for sure. That's the way I see it, because, look, I'm not going to be a hypocrite, but because I, for one, actually started on a CrossFit background and training, I really understand, how much of hardship and how much of, torture, I guess. I mean, all you CrossFitters would probably know how much it kind of hurts and sucks at times.
Is CrossFit for everyone, though?
I wouldn't say yes, I wouldn't say no, but it really depends, it really depends at the end of the day on the quality of coaching, because I've been blessed with the experience abroad, starting off my initial training period, and the scene over there compared to what it is over here on the fitness industry scale in a general, it's just two different levels, you see. So one thing I definitely like to emphasize in my own gym is that it comes back down to the quality and efficiency, so that you guys can all be sure that you're working safely and you're going to make progress at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll come back and discuss the men and fitness.
Yeah.
If you have a question for Benjamin, send it through. He's a head coach. This is your chance. It's Movember. We want to bring about more awareness. Although, Movember is linked usually to this year in particular to prostate cancer and testicular cancer, I think.
Yep.
In general, we all need to get fit. We are, I'm going to say it again and for the millionth time, fattest nation in Southeast Asia. Not something for us to be proud about. But if you have a question, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet VFM Radio. Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivisuthi. Benjamin Goh, who's a head coach in the studio with us. We're discussing men's fitness and Movember squats. It is the month of November. It's usually dedicated to men's health awareness. We call it Movember because there is a movement in the world that has started this thing called Movember, where you start to grow a mustache and the mustache is supposed to bring about some attention, and then you have this conversation. It's to get the conversations going about men's health, prostate cancer, with a testicular cancer. In this case, Benjamin tried growing his mustache. It wasn't very successful, and has decided to come up with something called Movember squats. Why squats of all things, Benjamin?
Being in line to the fitness industry and just getting a bit more of health awareness. In particular, squats itself as an exercise is a very simple movement. Also very important for your strength foundations and also easily accessible to any gym, I guess. So that's kind of like the main reason why we picked up squats. Mm-hmm. Among
squats,
all different
squats
exercises.
Squats can be done at home as well, isn't it?
Yep.
You can do it anywhere, really. Being macho and doing all the macho exercises, I can imagine, is always related to men, right? Some people call up to our orthopedic surgeons and all of them and say, look, I've got this ACL, my knee's affected. And it turns out that, they've injured themselves either playing futsal or, a range of activity which, now they're in trouble. So they call in and ask for solutions, possible solutions. And one of it, our orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Harjit Singh, Rajesh Singh always says, try Pilates, try yoga. And for younger men especially. I think it's so not cool. Yoga and Pilates. I mean, don't ask them to do yoga and Pilates. I don't want to do yoga and Pilates at this age, at least. Right? Not all of us are geared towards that. But do some of us, are all of us suited to come to the gym and do the cardio and do the strength training and all of that?
Okay. Let's just start off with your point on injuries, you know, especially when it comes to sports injuries. I like to say that firstly, our fitness industry is a bit on to the slow side of things, you know, but obviously there are very good awareness campaigns and drives that's actually going on to really help people out there. On the other hand, the way I look at training is that the aspect of strength training foundations are very important. You come back to what you just said, you know, you have a messed up knee, something wrong with your bones here and there. Have you all ever kind of like think maybe we should have actually learned how to develop a very solid strength base before we actually start playing more sports, getting more active, getting a bit more extreme here and there, before you actually, you know, really take it to the next level in terms of your respective sport? Because the way I've been taught is that the principle is simple. You have to know what you're doing. You must be sure you're strong enough. You must be sure you're doing it right. You get all these right, it's pretty sure that you know, you go far in the long run. You'll be able to take it, all right? Yes, it's challenging. Yes, it's hard. Yes, there are actually injuries. This one, I can tell you for sure, all right? But the more you can actually develop a stable base and, you know, that solid foundation, the more you'll be able to work around different aspects of training and regimes, you know, because you have the base, you have that frame, you have what you need, you're a tank, all right? It's just, you know, maybe you want to take out a little bit of extra weight on your tank armor, you want to just scale it down a little bit, make it a bit more of a faster engine and so on. You see, that's just a simple way I like to put things. Take a tank. You're going out. You want to... Are you going to get hurt?
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, in that kind of aspect, that's how I like to put it in a way.
Right. Lim Fei Young is asking, Benjamin, why do you focus so much on strength?
I believe I just kind of explained it.
So yep. There you go. That was the answer before I could even ask you that question, which is fantastic. Brian Ng is asking, is playing badminton or futsal better or healthier compared to working out, or is it the same?
Brian, I think your question is quite a good one because, you know, training and sports itself are actually two different aspects the way I see it. But if you're not that much, if you don't really have that much of time trying to go to the gym, then I would definitely encourage anybody out there to just start playing a sport or, you know, just start walking or jogging, especially if you're just, you know, just sitting at home and all this. Yeah, guys, you gotta stop that, you know. You really want to just get out there and keep moving, you know, get into a healthy, active lifestyle, because it'll pay off in the long run, that's for sure. And also, Ryan, yeah, one more thing is that if you're actually working out and playing sports at the same time, you might want to also manage your time accordingly and not overstress both aspects of things. So I hope that answers your question.
Right. So can you help us draw outlines of fitness programs for the following men? I'm going to throw you three scenarios.
Yep.
The guy who's not fit at all and needs to do something.
Yep. He definitely needs to just get his mind right and tell himself, you know, I can't be sitting down here doing nothing the whole time. I really need to start doing something, all right? I'm not just going to lie down here and do nothing for forever, right? So, you know, guys, it's just tell yourself that you need to do something and you need to do it now. It's not too late, all right? But for sure, I can tell you, if coming from my own experience, as I mentioned earlier, Mira, you know, it's like in university, all I did was eat, sleep, play games, etc., etc. It's just taken a whole different level of, you know, change and enlightenment in for myself, you know, because being that couch potato guy to doing what I do now, that's a drastic change, I'd say, you know. And I just want to say that if you guys actually put the effort and take the initiative to do it, you won't regret it.
Yeah. Yep. And age also plays a role, isn't it? When you were younger, weight may not have been such a big issue, being a couch potato. As you grow older, your front, your tummy starts to grow as far as the males are concerned.
Yep.
What about the guy who's trying to lose some weight?
Firstly, if you guys are actually out there in the gym doing something already, you might want to be sure of your goals, especially because there is a common misconception whereby people think if you lift weights, you actually get, thinner or so on. You know, I'll just leave that for later, but as a whole, you guys need to know your goals and definitely be able to change your diet and clean up in line towards your goals itself.
And do you help them through it when they come to see you?
Yes. Most of them, besides the training aspect of things, I'd also try and guide them with their overall lifestyle in a way. Yep.
Okay. And the guy who's already really fit but has hit a plateau?
Again, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who's at this level now. And, you know, to be honest, I've come upon it myself. So just a few things that I do is probably switch up training a bit, for one, just to take some time off and play around with something different. But once that period is done for, I'd already be able to establish a new goal or a new mindset of where I want to hit. Where I want to hit to. So it's kind of like redefining yourself during that plateau or that break and asking yourself, all right, where to next and how do I get here? Once you have that new game plan, I'm sure you guys will be able to like look forward to something new.
Just to get men or the boys to the doctor to do a checkup or to get something, you know, checked out can be quite a challenge, Benjamin.
Yep.
How do you get the men moving at the gym?
I don't know. It's kind of like most of the people who come by are already interested in doing something, so that's totally fine. But if you ask me, it's a bit hard to judge, but maybe you guys should just think about it and just ask yourself, you know, do you actually want to just stay like this for quite some time, or do you guys actually just want to go out there and do something different, have a bit more of an active, happier lifestyle instead of just, you know, going to a doctor, seeing, you know, a friendly visit and so on. But you know, he might be saying some things are okay or it's not too bad and so on. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to whether you guys want to make a change, you know. I guess
that's... Do you find that it's difficult for the men to make a change?
It took me a while to actually convince myself, for sure.
Why?
You know, my housemates who actually picked me up during that time...
Were you overweight?
Yes, I'd say so. I mean, not really obese or whatsoever, but they know, I guess. So, you know, sometimes we all just fall into a place whereby we are so comfortable, we're so content with life, and you know, we just like how the scenario is and how surroundings are. But at the end of the day, I guess they never stop pushing me, or like, you know, I wouldn't say push, but just nagging. You know, nagging itself actually just got me off the couch and said, all right, why don't I just go, you know, and just see how it goes, just for fun. But yeah, I guess it all changed from there. So you see, guys, it's really something different when you think about doing it versus actually doing it, if you can see what I'm trying to say here, because this in fact was my real experience itself. You know, I never thought that one small visit to a little apartment gym that we all were staying in actually played such a difference for me up to today and, you know, the road I'm heading to right now.
What keeps you going every day now? I mean, I'd get bored if I had to go to the gym every day and do the same thing over and over.
Well, for one, being able to compete or looking around for competition. Number two is, you know, It's a tough job just actually teaching people, or like, you know, going into the gym day in, day out, like I just said. But to be honest, what makes me happy and keeps me going is the fact that I go in the gym, run the classes, and see my trainees there putting in their hard work and sweat to actually do something, you know. There are times that, you know, I know for a fact that they struggle, you know. Sometimes they struggle and it hurts and they're also tired and so on. There are days like this, but it's just happy because, you know, they're actually in the gym doing something versus doing nothing out of their office life and so on, you see. So I guess that's something more of a personal value coming from my own background and history.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, one of the reasons why it keeps me going is that, for sure.
So assuming one were to embrace Movember Fitness, how much change can you really make in 1 month? If you start doing squats, it's already what? The 14th
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks in. Yes. Well, I mean, it's a relatively new idea for sure. And, you know, like we all had the thought, you know, it's not going to like bring any amazing differences whatsoever. But for sure, you'll definitely have a different, I don't know, guess, have some extra strength in your legs. And, you know. Hopefully a nice pair of buttocks. Yeah.
And squats need to be done the right way, Benjamin.
Yes. Well, if you're asking me what's the right way, I'd just like to respond and say, just go as deep as you can, guys, because the deeper you go, the better it is, in the sense that you're actually using more of your body and your muscles to, you know, get the weight up and down, being able to control and being solid and being firm.
Thank you very much. That was... I would love to use that for a promo, actually, what you just said.
Go ahead.
I'll play it back for you and see the nuance in there. Your message on Movember Fitness,
cool.
Benjamin. You have a message?
I don't know. I guess whoever who's keen on hopping on the Movember Squats train, just go ahead. You know, again, it's hashtag Movember Squats, hashtag Stronger Malaysia, and hashtag Vanguard SNC. Just on Instagram, you'll be able to find it here and there through just one hashtag link, I guess. So
be a part of that, at least for yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
Benjamin Goh, head coach on Men's Fitness and Movember Squats on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.